Hello there. Stephen Jenkinson is a teacher, author, spiritual activist and farmer who has some very thought-provoking philosophies on the meaning of death. Professor Jenkinson took time out on a recent lecture tour of Australia to speak with Tobin Brothers community educator Samantha Rennie about the cultural state of dying and the language we use to define it.
I know you worked for years with families and people who were dying in helping them to make this transition from where we currently are in our cultural state around dying to being able to have what you call a good death. And I was wondering what you found was most effective in helping those people.
It's going to sound like a very minor keyed response, but very persuasively what I learned is that if we attend to the language that we use when we're talking about dying and death and dead and so on, we will discover that the spells that I've been articulating for you, that much of Western culture is laboring under when it comes to dying, can become more palpable and discernible, that they begin to appear. One classic example is the remarkable insistence among many people to use the word lost to refer to someone who's died, as if this is in any way a synonym, you see. What it actually is, of course, is a spell. So there are legions of these examples around. If you change your language around dying, even though you don't feel any different about anything, the language itself will change your understanding of it, that your understanding will follow your language instead of lead it. And you can do this immediately without benefit of a weekend workshop or reading the right book or getting the right grief counseling. You can actually begin to use the language wherein the real realities of dying actually become apparent to you. And you don't use your language to get away from them or to have it be otherwise without doing the work of learning how to speak differently. Well, that's what it comes down to. How trying to feel differently about these things is futile, because feelings, we don't lead with those, no? Mm. Feelings are a consequence of what we're saying. They're not out in front of what we're saying. So language is fundamental to this. And that's what you hear me paying attention to, even when I'm speaking to you now. And I've never seen it fail faithful and willing people who are trying to change the way they live with their dying by changing how they speak about it.
And the other thing in that as well is you have people who, there is so much fear around the whole conversation of death and dying. And that fear, what I find with healthcare professionals, nurses, doctors, is that they're afraid to bring up the topic of what is on the other side of the door of that topic. Yeah. What will happen when they open that door? Are there key words or key phrases or ways to open the door to people that allows it to be less fearful?
I'm not sure that you can achieve, quote, being less fearful without doing the work first. No, I'd say something to any, professional person that's listening right now, and this is what it is. If you have been taught that it is compassionate and professional practice to, as they like to say, begin where the patient or the client is and only use the language that the client themselves are using to express these things, then you're engaged in a degree of conceit and collaboration with the death phobia that you think you're trying to address. Mm. So this is a way of saying that sometimes you must lead, you see, not follow. And if people are riven by anxiety and fear about dying, then you have to be very alert to whether or not you're collaborating with that fear by not asking them to speak otherwise, not feel otherwise, but to speak otherwise. And being torn asunder by terror is not a given of dying. It's a consequence, as I said earlier, of dying in a place that doesn't tolerate or honor the realities of dying. That's where most of the trouble deeply comes from. We have to be in the redemption business when it comes to working with dying people. And the way you redeem it, the literal meaning of redeem, is to craft a new meaning. We have this word to deem something, right? That basically means to articulate its meaning. Mm-hmm. To redeem is to recalibrate what something means. And I believe myself to be in the redemption business when it comes to dying, and I've tried to give you some feel for how that might be done.
Stephen Jenkinson, author of Die Wise, Grief Walker, and The Making of Humans, talking there to community educator Samantha Rennie. I'm Michael Lynch, and this podcast is a presentation of Tobin Brothers Funerals, Celebrating Lives.